Welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. And as you know, this has been a special program. I'll be presenting the next selection of Yaakov Stark, chanting Kael Mole Rachamim. Just a bit of brief history. When Benny and I ran this Yosla Rosenblatt 70th Yahrzeit concert on December 21st of 2003, wow, that's 9 years ago, we had a surprise guest, if you will, of Cantor Stark. And what happened was a few weeks prior to the concert, Benny and I had been to a concert that was presented by the Cantorial Council of America. It was in Riverdale, and we were there, and we heard Stark for the first time there. And Benny and I looked at each other, and we said, "We got to get him." that's how our relationship with Cantor Stark began. Let's go back to Lincoln Center, Alice Tully Hall, 9 years ago. And this is Cantor Stark with Kael Mole.
Kael Mole Rachamim Shocheini Bawa
Well, that was the debut for us for cantor Yakov Stark. And the choir, by the way, was led by Maestro Matthew Lazar. Okay, continuing with the second hour of show 161. Of course, you know what I'll be playing next, don't you? I'll give you three guesses. I'll give you one guess. Yes, you've got it. This is the great Zaval Kvartin with Tiher Rabbi Yishmael.
Tiher Rabbi Yishmael Atzmoy Ve'yizkir ויזכיר את השם בישילו את איים ויהולו למורם ויהולו למורם וישועל 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 מייסטו ישלב ושבבדי Venom loy Pablo Pablo alem tzadikim vidiyem Shomati me'achor yaparigut Shomati me'achor yaparigut Kirei zois Kirei zois asim nireko uedi
Will deny me if we deal
Shmuel Kohen Kuyet Olo Evei Bebe Rabbi Shemo Vele Kohen Guido Olo Evei 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 Evei
the great Zaval Kvartin. Well, it's always a challenge to figure out what is appropriate to play. And I decided to go back 22 years ago, April 22nd. I did a Yom HaShoah special where I played chazanis of five cantors who were involved with the Holocaust. Of course, you know that Sirota perished in the Holocaust. And the other four cantors, Shmuel Taube, Yehoshua Wieder, Moshe Kusevitzky, and Shulman Katz, were able to survive it, but they had been caught up in the Holocaust. Prior to my playing those cantors, I gave a commentary of something that appeared in the Jewish News, that's the Metro West Jewish News. Again, this is going back 22 years ago, and that was prior to 1993 and the infamous Oslo treachery. But as you listen to the commentaries, realize how Ein Chadash Tachat HaShemesh, there really is not very new under the sun, is there? Anyway, I'm sure that you'll find this of interest going back 22 years ago. So here goes. In this past week's Jewish News, that's the Metro West Jewish News, the lead editorial was so appropriate, I'd like to read it. It's entitled Holocaust, No Lie. Vernich Schung Slager. A dreadful sounding word, whether one knows German or not. It means extermination camp. And today, Holocaust Remembrance Day, we honor the memory of millions of our people who were tortured and murdered in such infamous places as Auschwitz-Birkenau, Dachau, Majdanek, Bridank, Treblinka, Bergen-Belsen, and many more. In the Vernichtungslagers throughout Nazi-occupied Europe, as well as in crowded ghettos, on forced marches, in forests, and in railway cars, 6 million Jews died terrible deaths simply because they were Jews. 50 years later, neo-Nazism and anti-Semitism are everywhere on the rise, whether manifested in the Russian nationalism of Pamyat, Saddam Hussein's threat to obliterate half of Israel with chemical weapons, or the smearing of swastikas on American synagogue walls by skinheads. Much of this anti-Jewish activity is fed by the growing cancer of revisionism, the lie being circulated by hate mongers around the world that the Holocaust was a hoax. Most recently, the PLO, the organization with which the world insists Israel negotiate on peace in the Middle East, joined the fray. The Cyprus-based weekly El Istiklal, which was started by Yasser Arafat last year as the official PLO publication on topics dealing with the West Bank and Gaza, recently published an article titled "Burning of Jews in Nazi Chambers is the Lie of the 20th Century in Order to Legitimize the New Zionism." That's the title of the article. The article states that, quote, Nazi camps were more civilized than Israeli prisons, and, quote, the world must combat Zionism because it is more dangerous to human civilization than the Nazis. Today, Yom HaShoah, as we honor the memory of the 6 million who perished in the Holocaust, let us also remember that the potential for anti-Semitic violence against Jews everywhere remains strong, and that the threats to the existence of Israel are still very real. The Holocaust was no lie.
neither is the possibility that its specter could arise anew. That's an editorial from this past week's Jewish News of Metro West. And may I add, when Elie Wiesel was asked, "What did we learn from the Holocaust?" his answer was, "We learned that Holocausts can happen." With evil people in this world such as Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi, Arafat, and Farrakhan, not only must we be vigilant, we must be organized, united, and strong, and Israel must have our unquestioned support. Never again. Never again. Returning now to the cantorial section of the show, and many of you are aware that the Holocaust affected many, many cantors, and this evening I will be playing cantors who were directly affected by the Holocaust. Gershon Sirota was born in Podolia, Gubernia in 1874. In 1896, he became cantor of the famous Vilnius Synagogue, where he remained for 9 years. In 1905, at the age of 31, he became cantor of the famous Tlomotska Synagogue. And he held posts in various towns. In 1935, Sirota became cantor of the Norzhik Shul. In 1938, he came to the United States, but returned to Europe after receiving a telegram that his wife was critically ill in Warsaw. With the outbreak of the war, Sirota was imprisoned in the Warsaw ghetto with his family. 2 years later, cantor Gershon Yitzchak Sirota was murdered with his entire family during the destruction of the Warsaw ghetto on the last day of Passover. Let's hear the great Gershon Sirota singing Ritzei from the Shemona Esrei. Ritzei, 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 Gershon Sirota with Ritze. Cantor Samuel Taube was a cantor in Vienna. From there he went to Paris, France, to accept a position as cantor of the Synagogue de la Rue Montevideo. Here he remained until 1943, when the German occupying forces arrested and deported him to Auschwitz concentration camp. He managed to survive it, truly by the grace of God. In 1949, he accepted an invitation to succeed cantor Jacob Kusevitsky in the Dalston Synagogue in London. In 1951, he was called upon to succeed cantor David Kusevitsky at the Hendon Synagogue, the largest in London. In 1958, he accepted a position at Beth Sholom Congregation, the largest Orthodox synagogue in Washington, D.C. We'll hear him singing Habet Mishumayim. Look from heaven and perceive that we have become an object of scorn and derision among the nations. We are regarded as sheep led to slaughter, to be killed, destroyed, beaten, and humiliated. But despite all this, we have not forgotten your name. We beg you not to forget us. Samuel Taube, Habet. Yehoshua Reeder was born in Miskolc, Hungary in 1906. He held various posts throughout Hungary. Following his post-war liberation, the sole survivor of five brothers, he came to the United States in 1949. He served 5 years at the Talmud Torah of Flatbush, 3 years in Bell Harbor, and then at Congregation Adath Jeshurun Hadrath Kodesh of Montreal until his most untimely passing in 1964 at the early age of 58. We'll hear Yehoshua Weider singing Vahu Rachum from the weekday Marv Davening.
Oh,
was Yehoshua Weider. Moshe Koussevitzky was born in 1899 in Smorgon, a small town on the Russo-Polish border. In 1920, he settled in Vilna, and in 1925, he became cantor of the Great Synagogue of Vilna, following greats such as Reutemann, Hirschman, and Sirota. In 1928, he became the cantor of the Tlamaki Synagogue in Warsaw, following Sirota. His debut in the United States came in 1938 at Carnegie Hall, and despite numerous offers, he decided to return to Warsaw and was thus caught up in the Nazi Holocaust. Arrested by the Gestapo, he was scheduled to be sent to Treblinka, but he was rescued by the Polish underground. His second career now began in Russia. After the war, he came to the United States in 1947 to begin his third career. In 1952, he accepted a post at the Bethel Synagogue in Borough Park, where he officiated until his death in 1966. We'll hear the great Moshe Koussevitzky singing V'ni Kesi Domom Lo Ni Kesi from Av Harachamim Shochein Meromim. This is the memorial prayer for the Kedoshim who died Al Kiddush Hashem, martyrs who died to sanctify God's name. This is recited most Shabbosim in Musaf before Ashrei. The great Moshe Koussevitzky.
Lay in a
Moshe Kusevitsky. 1942, in a Nazi concentration camp, Shalom Katz was among 2,000 Jews scheduled for mass execution. He received permission to sing the Kel Mola Rachamim while the prisoners were digging their graves. The Nazi commandant, impressed with his voice, spared him to sing for the officers, and the next day, Shalom Katz was allowed to escape. The only one of 2,000 spared a brutal death. Let's hear his special Mole, used as a memorial for those who died in the Holocaust. You'll hear him mentioning the various concentration camps in this Kel Mole.
Oh! Oh.
Well, that ended with Shmuel Katz, and that was really something, wasn't it? Very, very touching. While I was listening to this rebroadcast from 22 years ago, Yom HaShoah, I was thinking of my comments about Arafat and all and Iran and all those who would destroy Israel, and nothing new, nothing much has changed, has it? Oh well, but we're still here, aren't we? We're still here. Okay, let's hear Yesler Rosenblatt with Kaylee Kaylee.
Kaylee Kaylee. Father Tori, Keri, Keri, Lamu, Father Tori, Ire Poye. Hat men und Gibrel Iberal Kimat und zu Schalir zu Spott Doch ob sie wenden hat und keinen ist gekämmt Vor dir, mein Gott, Lamo adatoni, keri keri, lamo adatoni. Sogera naristra, andir mein Gott. You keep me
Okay, Kaylee, Kaylee, and Bensi, if you're listening, I know it's Sholem Katz. I know it's Sholem Katz. What can I tell you? I confess that I had my son Sam. I was thinking of my son Sam, and that's how I came up with Shmuel. It's Sholem Katz. Okay, just a few more minutes to go. We're on this special program, and again, Bensi, if you are listening, of course I know your dad is Sholem, the great Sholem Katz. Okay. Senior moment. I can have senior moments once in a while, can't I? In any event, we'll close with one more Kale Mole, and this is the great Label Waldman chanting Kale Mole.
Ele mule rachamim shoyachen bahamiro emi kametzei menukun nechonu
Moi begane Es nicht mal sehen, ad neue Hunach in Rosom, wie in Nuchu Beschulung, al Mischke Rosom, begonnen, wenn neu mor, wenn neu mor, oh,
Great Label of Waldman with Cale Mole. Okay, this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you found this program of interest. As I mentioned, the first two selections of Stark and Kvartin and the last two of Rosenblatt and Waldman are from today, yes, July 23rd, 2012, but the selections in between were from my program of 22 years ago, and as I mentioned, it's kind of crazy how things have never changed, have they? Okay, that was Sirota, Shmuel Taube, Yeshua Vider, Moshe Kusevitzky, and Sholem Katz. Thank you for joining with me, and as I've said so frequently, you're listening to this. Look, you obviously love Chazonis if you're at this point in listening. So you have friends who also enjoy Chazonis, and you've been meaning to tell them about the program, but you haven't. So just take a minute. You're listening to this on the computer. Right now, just this in a couple of seconds, when the show ends, go to your mail list and just send a brief email to friends and say, hey, there's this guy playing great Chazonis and other Jewish music. www.charliebernhout.com, and there you have it. Just simple. Simple request, and I know that you'll want to share this with others. So shalom, everyone. Again, thanks for joining with me.